Just a moment. Hello? Is someone there? What the? Is someone in here? I warn you, I've got a 9-iron and I've no compunction about... User! Oh! Right. Some hoodie after my computer, are you? Bold as brass. Who are you? I'm calling the police. Get out, whoever you are. Please. Please. No.
Tower of London. Well, the White Tower, to be accurate.
Brilliant. It's like having an internet encyclopedia on the team.
Ignore Jeff.
I always did. And anyone can change those things. I really wouldn't rely on them.
Thanks for coming, Osgood. I kept asking, but I never thought you'd change your mind.
Maybe the hankering for the smell of stale beer and cheese and onion crisps finally got too much. Thank you, Jay. I felt like doing something normal.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes. It's just been a bit hectic at work recently.
We should make more of an effort to keep in touch.
Well, I don't normally have much time to socialise.
Glad you came, Superbrain. We're going to whoop Team Smarty Pints once and for all.
Don't get too excited. We didn't get any of those cup final answers.
And finally, on which date did man first set foot on the moon? That's which date did man first set foot on the moon?
Now, that depends what you mean by man and foot.
Come on, you must know this one.
All right. 20th of July, 1969, 10:56 p.m. That's US time, of course, so technically it'd be the 21st of July, nearly 3 in the morning GMT.
Awesome. I'm putting all that down.
That concludes the final round. Julie, we'll collect up your papers, get your drinks in, and we'll be back with the results.
I mean it, Osgood. It's good to see you. I don't know why you don't come out more often.
Super brain. That's what we used to call you at college, remember? Plain Jane Superbrain. I'll get the round in.
No, Jay, neither do I.
Good night, ma'am.
Josh, do you have a minute?
Yes, of course. You're not working late again?
My eldest is cooking. If I'm lucky, there won't be any leftovers. Have you seen the latest report from Professor Harrison?
No.
Neither have I. It's over a week late.
Oh, that's not like him. Harrison's usually a stickler.
I'll page Osgood, see if she's been holding on to it.
Sounds like her kind of bedtime reading.
I was thinking. We're overdue a visit to the outsourced research facilities, which includes Harrison's lab at King Henry's. How are you fixed tomorrow morning?
Nothing I can't put off.
Bring my car round at 9. You can drive me to the university.
Ma'am.
Sorry. If only the tiebreaker had been about a film I'd actually seen.
To be fair, even I've lost track of the Terminator serial numbers now.
They were worried. We definitely had the other guys worried.
Next time, maybe?
Look, Jay, it was very nice to see you again. And nice to be asked.
Taxi for an Osgood.
Looks like your cab's here. Wish I was as organised. Northern Line's up the Swanee and Denise is going to kill me for getting back late.
Oh. Well, I don't think I need it now. Overtime beckons.
Do you mind if I nab it?
Well, they don't normally like it if someone else takes...
That's for me. I'm Osgood. Later, guys.
I suppose that works too. I'm walking this way. What about you?
I'm on the night bus. My stop's along here.
Right.
Where is it you work again? Can't think of any labs this end of town.
It's very discreet.
We should do this again soon.
Yes, you already said.
I mean, we shouldn't leave it so long next time. Maybe leave Jeff out of it, though. What do you think about dinner?
Well, I don't. I mean, well, I do eat dinner, but I don't really think much about it. Oh, I see. Yes, that might be nice.
Yes, nice. Brilliant. There's my bus. I've got your number.
Good night, Jay.
I'll call you. Night, Osgood.
Was that a normal night out? I can never tell.
It's quicker if you take the next left.
I'll go the way I always go. I don't come into your work and tell you how to...
Look out! Oh! Oh! Did you hit it? What was it?
Oh, some kind of animal, maybe. Lord knows what it's done to my radiator. I'll go and check.
Looked like a person to me. Hello? You still there?
So the university staff haven't seen him either?
Not since last week.
Hello? Miss Stewart? They told me you were here.
You have me at a disadvantage.
Dr. Eastwood. Kenton Eastwood. Good to see you as more than a name in a file at last. And you, Mr...
Captain Carter.
Military escort, eh? Don't worry, I'm not dangerous. I expect you'll be wanting to see Miss Lime. She's in the office at the end.
Felicity Lime? Of Lime Industries?
That's the one. Now, excuse me, my domain is the laboratory. Just getting things in order. Old Harrison's left things in an awful mess.
Josh, go with him. Check the lab.
Who is he? What's going on?
That's what I want to find out.
Come.
Ah, our partners in enterprise. Kate Stewart of UNIT.
I'm not sure we can really be considered partners if one is unaware of the other's existence.
Sounds rather like my second marriage. Felicity Lime, I've heard so much about you. My card with my personal number, in case we need to discuss the research.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. I'm looking for my colleague, Professor John Harrison.
So are a lot of people. It was thought the work here was too vital to go unattended. I'm happy to step in to assist.
I'm afraid I still don't follow. What has Lime Industries to do with a classified government research project?
As I'm sure you're aware, my company sponsors the material science, biochemical and physics facilities at this fine university.
Of course, but I understood it was a purely financial arrangement.
It goes so much further than that. How else can we identify the cream of the student crop? I like to work closely with my investments.
I'm sorry, Miss Lime, but this work is extremely sensitive and highly confidential. On whose authority are you here?
Oh, the very highest. Her Majesty's government itself.
And that's pretty much all I can show you. I'm just getting to grips with things here myself. It's one thing reading the reports, quite another seeing it firsthand.
Thanks. You are aware that all this falls under UNIT's remit?
I understand it's in the service of the country. We're all on the same side, aren't we?
I hope so.
Josh, we're leaving.
Short but sweet, eh? That bodes well for our working relationship.
Not exactly. Where are the Priority One artifacts?
Safely under lock and key, along with everything else from your HQ. I take it we just pick up where Harrison left off, send you weekly reports, that kind of thing?
That won't be necessary, Dr. Eastwood. We'll be moving our research back in-house.
We can't simply carry all the UNIT properties out the door with us, can we?
No, you can't.
Don't worry, we'll be back with an official requisition order.
Has there been some sort of misunderstanding?
Yes, Lime Industries has misunderstood its importance. Captain Carter, with me.
My... She's a feisty one, isn't she?
Just hope you don't find out how feisty. I'm sure we'll see you soon, Eastwood.
Yes, she was just here. I'd expect a call if I were you. A rather angry call.
We need to keep things contained a little while longer.
Of course, Sir Peter. It's in all our interests to maintain a certain bonhomie.
Oh, sorry, Felicity.
One second, Canton. I need to go.
Let's speak again soon. Bye for now.
Goodbye. Are they gone?
Yes. I don't think they suspect.
They fell for your bumbling boffin act.
I've been in the commercial sector so long, it's not that much of an act. Academia truly is another country. They do things differently here.
We already have all we need from the research.
Yes, but it's good to see the primary source materials, dot some I's, cross some T's, make sure it all adds up.
I do hope I haven't invested millions in someone who's got their sums wrong.
Of course not. As I say, it's a formality. You don't think UNIT will try and force us out, now they know?
It's far too late for that. Taking control of this little department is simply the icing on the cake.
That couldn't have smelled fishy if we'd been to Billingsgate Market.
Agreed. And we're still none the wiser on Professor Harrison's whereabouts.
Lime Industries seem as much in the dark as everyone else, but very happy to take advantage of the situation.
Pull Harrison's personnel file and take Osgood over to his place. At least if he's not there, she might stand a chance of interpreting his notes.
You have so little confidence in my science degree.
You can wire a plug, Josh, but I'd hesitate to let you loose on unidentified alien technology, and I certainly wouldn't trust Kenton Eastwood with it.
So the question is, who's handed them the cookie jar?
Some of our esteemed government colleagues. The Department of Energy and Environment, according to Miss Lime.
Who's in charge there?
Sir Peter Latcham. I've got his private number here somewhere. Step on it, please, Josh. I'd like to vent in the privacy of my own office.
Yes, ma'am.
Latcham?
Sir Peter, I'm glad I caught you. Kate Stewart here.
Kate, always a pleasure. How are the children?
Do you mean the unit troops or my actual children?
You are a tonic. I hear Colonel Shindy's on the mend. How's the new chap working out?
Perfectly adequate as temporary cover, although I'd have liked to have had some say in the selection myself.
Well, as you say, it's temporary. Now, what can I do for you?
I've just been to King Henry's University.
Ah, one of our capital's foremost educational institutes. You met Miss Lime, I understand.
So she's been on to you already. I wondered how cosy your relationship was.
This is how the public-private partnership works, Kate.
People keep telling me I'm in a partnership, whereas I'm under the impression my work is top secret.
The universities cannot be supported by the public purse alone. We need successful, innovative British companies to help pay the bills.
King Henry's is not just any university. It is one of the select few across the country where UNIT outsources its research. Osgood is brilliant, but even she can't run 300 R&D projects at once.
I thought you'd be glad of the input.
My point is, these universities were cleared and vetted. Anything UNIT discovers is for the use of collective world governments, not private companies. How do I know Lime's not been siphoning off our research since day one? I want everything out of there, every UNIT artifact removed and returned to the tower.
It's not quite as simple as that.
Sir Peter, you don't understand. That was not a request.
You don't have to batter down every single door. You're not the Incredible Hulk.
I've got this super strength. Why not use it?
I could say the same about my sonic lockpick. It would have been a lot quieter.
The very next locked door we find, I promise, it's all yours. Professor Harrison! Not sure anyone's home.
You thought there might be?
Well, it's possible. He's getting on and his file mentions heart medication. He could have collapsed.
I'm sure you smashing down his front door would have done him the world of good.
I'll check upstairs.
And I'll try in here. Not locked. Josh, in here. His study's been wrecked. Someone's had an argument with his laptop, too.
Nothing upstairs. So much for the natural causes theory.
Looks like there's been a struggle.
You don't say. Why hasn't the mayor snapped you up yet? Signs of a break-in at the window.
Rather more subtle than yours. The computer still works. Oh. Dead. The drive's been completely wiped.
If this is Harrison's study, it's strangely empty of papers, journals, any books at all, in fact. What's that? On the rug? Still looks wet.
Wait! Don't touch!
What is it?
Take us back to HQ and I'll find out.
So what am I looking at here?
Our 3D holograph of the residue found at Harrison's house. Grey viscous fluid, less than a mil.
Just enough to analyse.
I'll zoom to microscopic level. The DNA confirms it's his, and the chemical makeup confirms it's from his brain tissue.
Ah. We don't know exactly what happened there, but it's hard to imagine a scenario with this goo on the floor and John Harrison still alive.
He's been murdered.
You asked me to review Harrison's projects at King Henry's. One of them was looking at alternatives to fossil fuels.
And now one of the world's largest energy suppliers has taken an interest.
You think that's why Lai moved in? She wants to shut it down?
It wasn't the people making candles who invented the electric light bulb.
One thing's for sure. The power company's monopoly is under threat, and a government department is in it up to its neck.
So what's our next move?
Keep it low-key. Osgood, can you review every piece of alien tech that was sent to King Henry's?
Yes, ma'am. I signed everything out. It'll all be on file, date stamped and itemised.
I'd expect nothing less.
And Josh, clear your diary for tomorrow. You're on chauffeur duty again.
Back to King Henry's?
Yes. We're taking our ball back.
Hold it! You can't come any further.
What's happening?
You need clearance from Lime Industries.
To enter a public university?
Only this department.
But we were here yesterday.
And today it's restricted. You both need a pass.
Wait, Josh. Pull up at the entrance.
You're calling someone.
Felicity Lime gave me her number. I might as well use it.
Hello, Kate Stewart. You're lucky you've caught me in between meetings. How can I help?
I'm outside King Henry's laboratories. There seems to be a cordon.
Ah, yes, we've upped security. You'll need Lime Industries clearance to get in.
But you know who I am.
No exceptions, I'm afraid. It normally takes a week. Send your application over to our offices and I'll try and push things through for you. 5 days?
This is ridiculous. You have unit property inside that building.
Public property, surely? Given what happened to your man, we can't be too careful.
And what did happen to him?
Vanished off the face of the earth. Taking goodness knows how many scientific secrets with him.
I'm sure he left a fair few behind for you to mop up.
If you're concerned about the wrong people getting their hands on your research, Miss Stewart, I'd start looking closer to home. As you can see, Lime Industries takes security very seriously indeed.
Thank you so much, Miss Lime. Turn us around, Josh. We're not getting anything back today.
What do you think? Time to call in the troops?
I'd rather keep this between people I trust completely. And get an ID on that guard's insignia. I want to know who's been left holding this particular fort.
Food supplements, anti-gravity disc section. No, that went to the vault. Teleportation components, the same. Everything in the last 6 months. Engine parts, query. Ship fragments, query.
How's it going?
Don't tell me you're here to lend a hand.
Kate's on the warpath. I'm just keeping out of her way.
Make yourself useful. Hold this and scroll down when I tell you.
Well, you've made a list.
A very long list, and annoyingly unspecific. Everything we sent over to Dr. Harrison in the last 6 months was unidentified. That was kind of the point of sending them. Sorry. There are a few items flagged as potential energy sources or power storage vessels, but Harrison's not that specific.
You think he might have been leaking his findings and keeping us in the dark?
It's possible. Well, it's also possible he's just a disorganised genius.
We're lucky to have all the organised geniuses here in HQ. Oh, someone's persistent.
Actually, I probably need to take this.
Who is it?
A friend of mine. He wants to meet, rather urgently.
Oh, a boyfriend. You're a dark horse, Osgood.
No, it's a friend from college, who happens to be a boy. Well, a man. A male friend, that's all.
Okay. Well, look, you go and take a break. I'll cover. And I'll print this off while I'm here. If Kate wants this little lot back, it'll help to have a checklist.
Thanks, Josh. I'll be back in an hour. Jay, are you all right?
Osgood, thanks for coming.
Oh, my word, you look awful.
Thanks a lot. I haven't slept in days.
What's the matter?
Have you heard from Jeff?
No, not since the quiz, but then I never hear from him anyway.
Neither have I, and I normally do. Come on, we should move.
What's happening?
I think someone's following me.
What?
I'm thinking it's best to stay in crowds. Anything less than two or three other people, it's not safe.
You're not making any sense.
That taxi firm, the driver and his car, they're missing too.
No, but...
And Tess? You know Tess?
No. Wait, you mean Tess you went on that awful date with in the third year?
That Tess. You know, she got a job as a lab assistant in the physics department at King Henry's College.
No, I didn't. What about her?
She's vanished too. I spent the last few days on the phone to taxi companies, university departments, friends, relatives. There are others. Others who have vanished.
Are you sure they've not just gone off somewhere? Holidays?
In term time? It's more than a coincidence. We're all connected, I think. Someone's after us and the people we know.
Wait, what did you say?
Where the connection? We were at college together and now we're disappearing.
Jay, listen to me. I can help. I know people who can help.
Who's that?
Work. I need to stay on late tonight. Can we meet tomorrow and talk about this?
Tomorrow? Yeah, I can do that.
You'll be all right on your own till then.
No worry on that front. I'm staying in crowds for the foreseeable future.
I'm in the middle of something right now, but can I meet you first thing? Where do you live?
I'm not staying at home, just in case.
All right. I'll work something out. I'll call you as soon as I'm sure. What will you do tonight?
I'll just be out and about. You know me in nightclubs.
There is no you in nightclubs.
There is now.
All right, Mr. J. Roy, what's your assessment?
He's intelligent, genius. Not quite on my level, obviously.
Obviously.
Quite apart from anything else, I think he'd be a very valuable resource.
He may just be paranoid.
No. He's been pursuing his own investigation.
Resourceful and scared, not always a good combination. Although his MI5 profiling comes up on the side of good egg.
I think I should talk to him about UNIT. See if he's interested in helping. We should at least take him under our protection. Especially if, well, if all this is my fault.
What?
If I'm the link between these disappearances.
We don't know that. It's the university, surely.
But we do know with a degree of certainty that Professor Harrison is dead.
I trust your judgment, Osgood. Do what you think is best. And Josh is right. Don't jump to any conclusions.
And if Jay doesn't work out, we can always use a memory wipe.
Good, that's settled. Now, on to the other reason I've summoned you both.
And I thought our scintillating company was excuse enough.
Felicity Lime. She has friends in high places. If leaks have been authorised, we don't know at what level. There have always been factions who'd have preferred UNIT to remain under military command. Colonel Shindy knows I haven't had an easy ride.
The Colonel? Well, he may be able
to... The Colonel needs to recuperate. In the meantime, the people I trust most in this organisation are in this room.
What about Sam?
Lieutenant Bishop is making a flying visit to the UK in the next few days. I'm hoping to catch him in person.
Mom, Jay is asking for help. Can we at least spare some men to offer him protection?
We can do better than that. Mr. Roy appears to have specialist talents. I imagine you'll need some help to go through all the outsourced research.
An assistant? For me?
Jay is also an outsider. Right now, I'd rather have his help than someone assigned by the government.
Should I bring him here?
No. While there's any possibility we're leaking like a colander, I'd rather keep any extracurricular activities between ourselves.
Speaking of extracurricular, this evening's operation?
Oh, yes. Osgood, it's your turn to drive the getaway car.
And you need to give me a lesson with that sonic lockpick of yours.
Getaway car?
Boss and I have planned a little smash and grab.
Just the three of us. Let's keep the overtime claims to a minimum.
We're in.
I must say, I'm finding this quite exhilarating.
The perimeter guys will complete their circuit and see their pals asleep on the job in about 20 minutes. Oscar should be round at the service entrance by now. We don't have long.
Then let's be as quick as we can. According to the floor plan, the storage area is this way.
Hang on.
What is it?
This window's been forced. We're not the only ones who've broken in tonight.
Shh! What was that?
In here! Please, hurry!
Dr. Eastwood?
He's injured.
Shh! Stay by the door. It went back there, searching.
Dr. Eastwood, what happened?
What's this device? It's glowing.
Don't touch it.
Is this your doing?
No. It'll destroy everything. All trace. Please, get me out of here. Now.
Here. Can you stand? What about the tech, ma'am?
I'm beginning to think we may have come a little short-handed. There could be anything in here.
Alien transporters? Killer automatons?
Don't rule it out.
It's not my fault. They came for me. If they don't get what they want, they'll destroy the lab.
What are you saying? This place is wired to blow.
Dr. Eastwood, are you telling us this thing is a bomb?
Yes, I think so.
We definitely left it too late.
Let's get him out!
Oh.
get him where I can see him. Head trauma. A scratch. No, that's deep. What happened here, Kenton?
We need to leave.
Just get me out of here.
These windows have been closed, sealed.
There was something in this room when we came through.
And now it's out there.
And the door's been locked again.
Good job I've been practicing with this.
Wait, Josh. You heard. The guards are coming inside. They'll have the corridors covered. We should follow whatever was in here out the window. Here's where your talents come in handy.
Plastic versus metal. Just needs a little more effort.
What exactly has gone on here tonight, Dr. Eastwood?
My orders were to close down the research. We've been packing up the artifacts and sending them over to Lime Industries HQ, Canary Wharf.
So everything's boxed up and gone, apart from that... What did you say it was?
Energy dispersal unit. An energy mine.
Something you've been working on?
No. I don't know where it came from. There was something moving fast. It hit me. Then you two arrived and it vanished into the storeroom. Please, get me out of here.
That's as far as I can get it. Hope you've not been overdoing Mabel's cake trolley, ma'am. After you.
Ever the gentleman, Joshua!
Eastwood, Kenton!
I can't fit through there.
No. Maybe I can find something to lever it from the outside. Wait here. We'll get you out.
Don't leave me!
I won't. I just need to widen the gap.
Please, don't leave me. Oh, no. It's here! It's here!
This should do it. Where's he gone?
Josh, the guards are coming back round. Greyhound 3, are you receiving?
Halt.
Ready and in position, Greyhound 1.
Prepare for urgent extraction. We're on our way. Where's Eastwood?
Should have been right behind us. I can't see him.
Don't move!
No time to hang around. Back to the hole in the fence.
Halt! You have been warned.
Since when did university security guards start shooting intruders?
Since whatever those things are started killing them, I suspect. Down!
Mark, use a camouflage field. On your belt.
Of course. With me, Josh!
They were right here.
What about Eastwood? We have to assume he's not coming. And if what he said was true, any second now, these guards are going to have something else on their minds.
Who are you? What are you? No. Get away from me. Get away! My head!
What was that?
The laboratory exploding. Let's just say that could have gone a lot better.
Where are all the artifacts?
You may well ask. Drive, Osgood.
Yes, ma'am.
Osgood! It's me.
Jay, good morning. Oh, sorry about the lift.
It's all right. I'm told exercise is good for you.
Do you need to go on this?
I'm fine, really. Not too early, am I?
Oh, no. Had a bit of a late one. I didn't really sleep. Come in.
I remember when we thought an all-night essay crisis was as bad as it got.
That feels like such a long time ago.
Thanks for this. I don't know what else to do. You think I'm going mad, don't you?
No, I don't think that.
There's still no sign of Jeff. Maybe we should go to the police.
Actually, I've got something rather more effective in mind. Come on through. You'd better sit down, if you can find a space.
I see what you mean. What is all this junk?
You know how I said I worked in government IT?
Yes.
Well, that's not strictly true.
Ma'am?
Ah, Josh, follow me. Did you get any sleep?
A little.
More than me, then. I've been going through the personnel files. It makes no sense. Everyone in unit has been vetted and cleared. If not by me, then by the Colonel or the General in Geneva. People I trust.
You really think someone is selling our secrets?
I'm sure of it. And I'm sure whoever's doing it is not in our rank and file.
It's someone higher up the ladder.
Once our reports go to Whitehall, I don't have any jurisdiction.
You could be opening up a can of worms there.
Then I'll set the ravens on them. But let's keep that on the back burner for now. First of all, we need to deal with the immediate threat to our people.
Surely Lyme and her goons won't risk an attack.
If we include all the disappearances, including the ones tracked by Osgood's friend, it seems anyone and everyone who has worked at the King Henry Laboratory is a potential target.
Lyme wouldn't just keep on assassinating people, not if she thinks we're onto her.
It depends how desperate she is to cover her tracks. I want you to assemble an extraction squad, small but threatening. Pick a dozen people you trust and meet me at the gates.
And where are we going, ma'am?
To the city. We need to pay a visit to Lyme Industries.
White, two sugars. It might help. Jay, are you all right?
You work for a secret British government organisation?
We're international. Well, we're supposed to be non-allied, but the UK has always led the way.
A secret international government organisation hunting down aliens?
Well, not hunting. Not always. It's more a meet-and-greet operation, ideally.
Osgood.
Are you all right?
You know, I was asking if you thought I was mad.
I know how it sounds, but... Well, take a look in those boxes. Be careful, though.
What is all this stuff?
Strictly speaking, I shouldn't have any of it at home, but you know how it is. Sometimes work gets on top of you. Here, let me show you.
What's that?
Holographic thought projector. I'm just getting the hang of it. This should be...
Is this the Tower of London?
It's where I work.
You're telling me you're a beefeater as well as everything else?
Unit's headquarters is in a secure facility beneath the tower. Look, this is the way in.
Oh, right.
This technology fell to Earth 30 years ago, before either of us was even born.
Now you're telling me aliens have been coming to Earth for the last 30 years?
Oh, it's been much longer than that.
What's that? A police box. And who's the bloke in the bow tie?
Sorry. You really shouldn't let your mind wander when you've got this thing switched on.
How did you get involved?
Family connections.
Don't tell me. You had a mad uncle who used to run around shooting aliens.
Something like that. Well, back at college, I showed promise. Kate Stewart, well, that's my CO, she was building a team. Up until recently, UNIT's been run along much more military lines. And when Kate took over, she had plans, putting science at the forefront. UNIT needs brilliant minds. Minds like mine, and minds like yours, Jay.
You two cover the entrance. The rest of you with me.
Hold it right there, Kate Stewart.
Nice of you to meet us in person. Saves time. I've come for my property. Halt! Let's see what she has to say.
You can't simply storm in here mob-handed. There are channels, procedures.
I tried asking nicely. The research is safest back in our hands, given your track record. Lyme Industries takes over a university laboratory and the very next night it explodes. Your people went to pieces, shooting at shadows while unknown assailants wrecked your lab and killed Dr. Eastwood.
The way you tell it, it's almost like you were there.
Armed guards on British soil. You should realise the risk.
The laboratory is private property. As is this. Security! Funnily enough, we've a description of one of the intruders. It seems to fit your captain here.
Steady! Unit, lower your weapons. Josh tells me he was tucked up in bed with Coco and a Chris Ryan by 10 o'clock last night. I hope all your people aren't as trigger-happy as the ones at the lab. A firefight in London's Docklands wouldn't look good on your company resume.
I am simply running Lyme Industries in the best interests of this country. And as I've told you before, I take security very seriously.
Ma'am, more of them. Coming from the outer perimeter.
Your guard dog speaks. I must teach that trick to mine. Ah, reinforcements. Surround them.
We're outnumbered 10-1.
Calm head, Captain.
You heard the boss. Let's keep this civil. Jenkins, Walker, back with us.
Impressive, if a little extreme for car park security. Who exactly are your toy soldiers?
None of your business.
I've made it my business. The insignia belongs to a private military outfit calling themselves Cerberus Global Solutions. I'm digging into the company profile.
Then I'll save you the trouble. Cerberus is the largest enterprise of its kind in the world. Its numbers and resources rival NATO, let alone any tin pot divisions our government might run.
Mercenaries, then.
I'm tired of this conversation. Fetch the boxes.
Yes, Miss Lyme.
My people will bring up the crates with all your unit artifacts. You can take your trinkets and go.
After all this, you're simply handing everything back.
I've no use for those knick-knacks any longer. And if you are so desperate to have them back, perhaps you'll go away and stop bothering me. Kindly eject Miss Stewart and her escort from our grounds.
Unit, stand down!
Now who's getting trigger happy? Don't come near my property again.
You've not heard the last of this, Miss Lyme.
What do you think?
Well, it's a lot to take in. I don't know if... What's that?
Cat from next door. Keeps escaping. Then it tries its luck along the landing. So?
This isn't exactly an option the courier service highlighted.
We ask people we trust. People we think will be good. I know you'll be good, Jay.
Can I think about it?
Not for too long. The first thing we need to do is find out what happened to Jeff and the others.
So you do think something's happened to them?
Yes. And the connection's not us. Well, not you. It's UNIT. We run a research program out of King Henry's University. Everyone connected to it is either...
How big is that cat? Osgood, what are you doing?
Taking precautions. This is a directed energy delivery system. A space taser, if you like. Jay, grab that baseball bat and follow me.
Isn't it a bit low tech?
You'd be surprised. Hello? Who's there?
Can you see anyone?
No. And no one on the stairs either.
Osgood! Look up!
Oh no. Jay, stay behind me.
Your energy beam didn't work!
I know. Back inside!
Wait!
Jay!
1 second!
Fire extinguisher. Quick thinking.
We needed to buy some time. That's a lot of locks. Is your front door made from reinforced steel?
Can't be too careful. Come on.
Is that thing what's been chasing me?
No, I think it's chasing me.
Surely you've got something here you could use. What about the hologram thing?
Well, I think we need something a bit more explodey. Oh no. Jay, the window.
What about it?
I didn't open it.
Oh. But we're on the fifth floor.
Oh, believe me, that kind of thing doesn't generally matter to alien menaces.
Another one! On the ceiling!
I'm coming this way. Bathroom! So now we know there are at least two of them.
Is that what they are? Alien?
Impossibly. Could be aliens. Could be android. Could be people in very scary masks. Though that last one doesn't happen that often. Shh! It's looking for something.
Yeah. Us!
Oh, I think it has a pretty good idea of where we are.
Can you blast it with that thing again?
You saw what happened. It had no effect. It's like it simply absorbed the energy.
Oh, we're trapped in here.
Not quite. Help me with this window.
Oh, right. Fire escape.
No. We might just have to jump. 5 floors.
I hate to tell you this, but I think there's another one out there.
If that's the case, then we really are in deep...
You just had a drop in sometime, I think.
Josh!
I can give you a hand with that.
Hello. You must be Jay.
Yes.
This is Josh, from work.
Can we get out that way?
Sorry. Sheer drop.
But you...
He can do it. We can't. Long story.
Someone wants in. You two, stand to one side. Leave a clear path to the window. Ready?
You're not going to...
Sometimes it's best to give the enemy what he wants.
Josh!
And use its momentum! And it's a surprise! Come on! No other way out.
Just the front door.
And there's another one of those things right outside.
Then I'll hold it off and you two get out. Osgood, anything useful among all that highly classified top secret tech that should never leave the tower?
Here, one plasma grenade. Everything else is either still under investigation or considerably less destructive.
Plasma grenade?
Last resort. It'll take out the flat. Ready to run? Same routine as before. Ready?
It stepped away from the door. It knew.
Do you think it learned from what happened with the other one? Are they connected?
Nice theory. Plan B it is. Go!
It's still between us and the way out.
Here, pass me that holographic imager.
Jay, it's not a weapon.
Holographic imager, now!
Good grief.
Robot death machine from the future!
Guess it doesn't go to the movies. Nice distraction. Down the stairs, Osgood, that's an order.
Jay, come on! They figured out it's not real.
Captain Carter, look out! The other one's back! Jay, get out of here! I can't leave you! The baseball bat! You weren't kidding, Osgood. It does pack a punch. Oh, no, you don't!
Where did they go?
Back inside the flat. I thought I told you to go, Osgood.
What about Jay? Oh, no!
Jay, can you hear me?
This grenade! It went for the pin, right?
No! Jay, no!
Get away from me so I can take them with me. Osgood, get clear!
We've got to get him out!
There's nothing we can do. Come on, Osgood! Thank you, Mr. Roy!
Come on then! Do you know what this is? I hope that's how it works. Bye, Osgood. It would have been great working with you.
No. No.
Come on. We can't hang around. This way. Osgood, over here.
Yes. Sorry.
Ma'am. Cerberus are here.
I know. They've been following since we left the tower. Get in quickly. What the hell happened in there?
Mom, I'm sorry.
Take a second, Osgood.
I'm sorry. Jay.
What was it that attacked you? Did you see?
Not properly. But I'm pretty sure those things weren't human. They were strong.
And they moved so quickly.
Automatons of some kind.
Could be. It all happened so fast. Jay. He's gone.
I'm sorry about your friend.
From what I saw, I'd have been proud to serve with him.
He didn't deserve that. For me to get him mixed up in all this.
It's not your fault, Osgood.
Seems like anyone and everyone who's been in contact with this technology is on a hit list. You saw the Cerberus vans back there, ma'am.
Yes, are they working with these creatures, do you think?
I don't know.
Greyhound 2.
What's happening now?
We've got the artifacts in lockdown at the tower. I'm taking my concerns to a higher authority.
You mean we go to the government?
Bryce Norton's already waiting, ma'am.
No, Osgood. I don't trust the government. We're taking it higher.
Mom?
We're going to Geneva.
Earl Grey?
How civilized. I had another visit today.
Kate Stewart is proving more troublesome than her father ever was. Milk?
Thank you. Can't she simply get on and do her job?
Well, that's the trouble. She thinks it's her job to save the world, when in fact she should be helping us to make it better. How soon will it be ready?
A matter of weeks, if not days. Which reminds me, I need to book my flight.
Sugar?
No, thank you. I'm sweet enough.
Then in that case, there's not much more she or anyone else in UNIT can do. Here's to the future, eh?
Oh, I'll drink to that.